The Agriculture Department says feedlots placed 1.6 million head into their feedlots last month, 3% more than July a year ago, but
most industry analysts were expecting a higher level of placements.
USDA livestock analyst Chael Shagham says maybe they thought the Northern Plains drought would have brought more cattle in, but he says there are reasons for the placements being only 3% above a year ago first.
We have seen some lower returns to feedlot operators, while still positive. But those returns have been weakening with the declines in fed cattle prices, with the fact that feeder cattle prices have been relatively strong, driven largely by demand over the past couple of months.
Feeder calves are running about $3 a hundredweight more than this time a year ago, and with futures markets pointing to more declines in fed cattle prices,
there may be some concern on the part of feedlot operators of overpaying for calves.
At any rate, with placements up 3% in July, fed cattle marketing's up 4%. Feedlot inventories August 1st, 10.6 million head, 4% more than a year ago. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.